more and more applications, core applications for businesses are being hosted, that presents a problem. Because if your main internet goes down, and everyone that's used Comcast or, you know, Optimum knows that it's subject to going down, bad weather, whatever, it's not uncommon, then what do? How do you get to those applications that are hosted? You don't.
You're listening to Smart Tech Spending, a podcast designed to help businesses gauge the success of their technology investments. If you're looking to overcome the challenge of measuring the ROI of technology tools and services, avoid unplanned expenses, and uncover hidden costs, you've come to the right place. Let's get into the episode.
Hello and welcome to episode 8 of Smart Tech Spending. I am so happy to have my partner in crime here today with me, my business partner and husband, Adam Lefsky. He is the co-founding member of Jersey IT Group and oversees all technology strategic plans, budgets, and support needs of all of our clients, and is a great resource to many in the community. So I wanted to introduce you to Adam, who's joining me as our guest today to share some very insightful information. So I approached Adam with this question. As some of you may know that are listening today, Adam and I started Jersey IT Group back in 2004. And I can tell you that we have conversations aside from our regular work day and our scope of responsibilities that differ in the company, but in our free time, we talk about some topics that the average person may not find so interesting. However, they're really pertinent to when you're running a business and you're making decisions around IT and around tech spending. So I approached Adam, and let me give you a little bit of the backstory here. I was having a conversation with someone that I would say business owner, and I would say is fairly not technically savvy, but is knowledgeable about risk and is knowledgeable about the cyberspace. So with that being said, I'm having a conversation with this person, and he was telling me how his office used to have a server, and he used to have it, you know, all the computers would access the server, and the backup was in their office, and now everything's hosted. This is going back about a year or so, so after COVID. But it really wasn't just from COVID and having to work remotely. It was the nature of their industry. All of their applications became hosted. So it just made sense to move everything to be hosted. So as I'm talking to him, I just casually brought up to him, you know, you do have it like a failover internet connection, right? You know, just in case he was using Comcast as his main internet connection. And he responded to me with a, huh? And as we went on to talk, I said, well, you know, being that you rely on the internet to access all those apps and throughout your workday to make work happen, do you have a backup to that internet connection? And of course, his response to me was no. So I had concern, and I then said to him, well, you know, there is such a thing. Unfortunately, he wasn't aware of it, but it, you know, it opened his eyes to something that he should be considering. And then we talked about the cost and things like that. So fast forward to this morning, I said to Adam, Adam, what percentage of companies do you think, just from your close to 25 years of experience now working in this space, how many do you think actually have a backup or failover internet connection? So let's take it from there. I thought it would be fun to have Adam come on, not to talk about how it works and the technical aspect of it, because Adam oversees every aspect of the technology for all of our clients, as well as our own company at Jersey IT Group, but is the forward-thinking member of our organization to really look at where things are going and what makes the most sense for our clients. So Adam, would you like to share with me what your response was?
While, you know, I said to you the while, I don't know the exact statistic. I said it's going to be low. You know, I'd be shocked if it were higher than 20%, and maybe lower. Overall, when we bring on new clients, they mostly don't have it. They're familiar, but don't have it.
Okay, so let's back up a step. let's talk about what is failover internet and why is it important?
Failover internet, or basically a second or backup high-speed internet connection, if you will, is there if your primary internet connection, which typically for most people, most companies today, is going to be either cable or, in a much smaller number of cases, Verizon Fios. Cheap, relatively high-speed connections. And that's what we're talking about. So everyone's got typically a cable connection. In New Jersey, it's Comcast or Optimum. You have one connect. Basically, you have one cable company, unfortunately, per town. So then you hope you have Fios if you need a backup that's cheap. The big problem is, after you get a primary connection, if Fios isn't around, then Fios, Verizon Fios, isn't around in a lot of places in New Jersey, then for high speed, you're going to have to go to fiber, which is expensive. But really, the need for it is, it wasn't a big need for it as long as you had on-premise servers. And so your only need was to get out to the internet for as a tool to browse sites. You know, everybody is jumping these days. More and more applications, core applications for businesses, are being hosted. That presents a problem, because if your main internet goes down, and everyone that's used Comcast or, you know, Optimum knows that it's subject to going down, bad weather, whatever, it's not uncommon, then what do? How do you get to those applications that are hosted? You don't. You go home, send everybody home, or you try to find a backup internet connection that's fast. As I said, the choices are almost nil, because, you know, a long time ago in New Jersey, unlike a lot of other states, New Jersey decided there should be no competition with cable companies, so that each town has one cable company and one cable company only, no other options. That was fine for cable TV, but when they started carrying high-speed internet, then what do? If Comcast goes down and you need to get to the internet, you've got a problem. And so, you know, companies are now saying, well, what do? And there aren't a lot of options. If you're lucky enough to have Fios in your town for your business, then that's a no-brainer. You've got comparable speed to Comcast and potentially better pricing. So it's great. But if Fios isn't there, then you're going to be sitting there trying to figure out, well, what do? My main internet is down for a half hour or an hour or more. What do? How do I get to my information now? If you don't have it, you could possibly, you know, if you have wireless, you might be able to do a wireless backup. Even your phone is a hotspot if you're using a laptop. I've seen some people do that in a pinch. That's not practical, but short term, you do whatever you need to do. But otherwise, you really don't have many other options. DSL is way too slow for a company of more than two people. Satellite, anyone who's got satellite TV, same thing. You know, it's subject to weather way more than any other internet connection. Bad weather, you're going to have problems potentially. And they give you a maximum that you can use typically during a month. And after that, they slow your internet connection. It could be down to the old dial-up days. So that's not an option for a company larger than a few people. A company larger than a few people, your only other option is fiber. So Comcast offers fiber, Optimum offers fiber. But the problem there is it's very reliable. Unlike coax, you know, the traditional cable connections, it's far more reliable. The uptime is incredibly high. The problem is the cost. Instead of Comcast, you know, Comcast will cost you $100-something a month for some pretty good speed. Fiber is going to cost you easily hundreds of dollars a month, $300, $400, $500, $600+ a month if you want some really good speed. That's a budget that, unless companies are familiar with it, they haven't even contemplated. So it's something you got to look at. Can you build that into your budget now that everything's hosted? And that's really what companies have to look at. if they're going hosted, and a lot of companies are, whether they decide to do it themselves or their vendors of choice have decided that, well, we're going to take everybody hosted. And now the companies are saying, okay, well, we've got to go hosted. What are we going to do? You really want to budget a high-speed internet backup in. When a company is planning on going predominantly to hosted apps, you know, let's say through their browser, one other thing, you know, that they have to, obviously they're looking at costs, and in a lot of cases, they don't have a choice because their vendors aren't, they're going hosted. They're ending an option to install their application on a server on premises. And they're saying from now on with QuickBooks, you know, Intuit is doing it just as an example. They're really going all in the cloud. And that's great. But typically, you know, we find that our customer aren't ready for that necessarily before we want to do some planning. If you're going predominantly cloud, then you are absolutely dependent on a high-speed internet connection. Not slow speed, not gaps. You're not just, you know, going to, you know, ESPN to look at the latest scores. You need something that, you know, if you need to stream, if you need a constant quality internet connection, and that is high speed. Everybody has one high-speed internet connection in New Jersey, pretty much. And that's, as I said, your cable company. But you need to budget. If you're moving to the cloud, one other thing that you need to budget in there that's key is a high-speed internet connection failover.
You're not talking about major money here. You're talking about a really wise decision to continue workflow.
Yeah, and you really have no choice. I mean, you have to think about that. You could say, well, I'm going to just try it with my current internet connection. I'm not going to pay out for a failover monthly fee. And I'm just going to see what happens. Maybe Comcast or Optimum Online, maybe they'll stay up 100% of the time, Monday to Friday, maybe Saturdays, depending on what our company, you know, looks like. And I'll be okay. From what we've seen, you know, some companies try it. Some companies say, no way. I've got to budget this in. We're getting fiber. It's just a new cost. And that's it. For the ones who decide, all right, we're going to go hosted, but I'm just going to try it to see if I can live with it. Maybe I'll be all right. They typically are fine. Then they typically hit a speed bump. Sometime during a month, there's bad weather. There's, you know, something happened to your Comcast is down. Cablevision or Optimum Online, it's down. And then they say, okay, how long are we going to be down? 15 minutes is okay. A half hour is okay. It's been 2 hours. What do? Do we send everybody home? Maybe that'll be okay as long as a predominant amount of your staff doesn't live in the surrounding region that's also out. So they won't be able to do any work from home either. For a company that's predominantly online now for doing their work, I think it takes one really protracted downtime of a Comcast for them to decide they're going to have to carve out a budget, because the old adage, time is money. They've just lost 2 or 4 hours of productive time, and it's significant enough to them because, look, any company can equate, they look at their total revenue, you can equate it to, you know, 40 hours in a week. How much revenue do you make in 40 hours in a week? You divide, you know, you figure out per hour, you multiply it by the 4 hours you're down, and they decide that's unpalatable. And their next call, that, you know, they call us and say, what do we have to do? I know you mentioned it. What do we have to do?
Listen, all great tips. We know as a standard with people we work with, obviously, recommending a failover internet for companies who rely on their internet service for the functioning of their business and the operating of their business is just a common recommendation. I don't think we've had any company that we've met with in the years that it's been available in our community that has declined that option. And I know one of the other reasons that we've gotten calls at times is certain businesses where they reside and their Comcast connection is, if that's their primary internet, there are accidents on, especially if they're on main roads, and then the Comcast internet goes down due to the accident. We've gotten a ton of calls over the years for that, and they're out of luck. The employees can't work. We've seen that occur also. So I want to thank you for joining me today and sharing some of this really important basic information. Something you said to me, which I made you pause so I could record it, which prompted this whole topic today, was you said to me when I asked you, what do you think about failover internet and how many companies do you think are actually implementing one? And you said, not enough, and it's a small price to pay. And I think you summed it up well when you said that. So thank you for joining me today on Smart Tech Spending.
Sure.
You've been listening to Smart Tech Spending, hosted by Nicole Levski. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing in your favorite podcast player. And if you enjoyed this episode, we'd appreciate it if you'd rate and review the show. Thanks for listening.